Hello. You're listening to What's the Point with Heather Campbell. On this podcast, we talk all things dance. Let's get dancing. Hey everyone. I know it's been a minute since I have posted a podcast, but I am back and excited to share some new information with you guys. If you are anything like me, you know that the life of a studio owner is really, really busy, and sometimes it's hard to find time to do the things that we enjoy to do. So this is me trying to find a little bit of joy and share some of my knowledge with you guys. So today, my focus is mindset. One thing that I have really been focusing on in my classes so far in season six. Yes, it's crazy to believe that this is season six for my studio. We started about 3 weeks ago, and it has been a really positive start to the season. And I know for us, it's sometimes hard because we start back studio the exact same week that school starts back. Real quickly, I realized that in order to set ourselves up for success in class, I really needed to focus on our mindset. My mindset, my dancer's mindset, my staff's mindset. Together, if we can create a positive mindset, it truly affects the energy of the class, and it affects how hard everyone works, and ultimately that affects how much we grow as a dancer. So, our mindset. Your mindset matters. That is the one thing I've been preaching this month, is your mindset matters and you can do hard things. So if we come into class with a positive mindset and we're ready to learn, we're ready to encourage our peers, we're ready to be pushed by our peers, that's something that is really hard. It's so easy when we see others in class around us succeeding or hitting more turns than us or getting a compliment from the teacher or getting that spot in the front row or the solo part in the dance that we really want. It's hard for us to not get in our minds and to not let ourselves begin to doubt ourselves. But we are all beautifully and wonderfully made. We all serve a purpose on the team, and we all bring our own toolbox to the dance studio. And I truly believe that we all just grow at a different rate, and that's how it's meant to be. What I love about dance the most is that it is such a personal art, and we use our God-given talents to become the dancer that we are. Like, some people are more naturally flexible. Some people are really strong turners. But in these talents that we have developed and nurtured, we build off of each other to create an amazing team. So if we come in to class with a positive mindset, we'll be able to learn more. We'll be more open to try new things, to fail, to fall, to try again, to succeed. Like, your mindset is going to affect so much as a dancer. And it affects the people around you. When you have a negative mindset, or you're hard on yourself, or you're spreading negativity, the other dancers around you are going to feel that, and some may even start to emulate those feelings or actions that you have. So I encourage you as dancers and teachers to come into class with a positive mindset and to keep it. Don't let other people affect your mindset. Don't let other people change what you value or your goal for the class. If you come in with specific goals, like, okay, I want to be a stronger turner today, or I really want to focus on exuding the story behind this lyrical piece through my movement, or whatever it may be, stick to your goals, be positive, don't compare yourself to the people around you, and just be ready to come in and work and encourage each other. Because we are, as dancers, we're our hardest critic. But we need to change that. We need to be our biggest cheerleader as well. There is too many critics in the world already. I mean, we literally pay ourselves, we pay for ourselves to go and be judged at competitions. So we don't need to be judging ourselves in the studio. The studio is the place to fall and to fail and to try new things and to laugh at ourselves and to trip over each other and to get through it, because eventually One day you're going to nail that thing that you fell out of 10,000 times before, and it's going to feel so good, and you're going to know that you worked hard, you persevered, you didn't let yourself stop trying. You had the mindset that I can do this, I will do this, and I'm going to make it happen. And that is what we have to focus on as dancers. So as you start this new season, I really want you to focus on your mindset. I want you to focus on what energy you bring into the classroom. And I want you to focus on how you talk to yourself. Be your biggest cheerleader. Be a cheerleader to other people around you. You have so much control over the energy in the classroom, and it's important that you take that to heart and do what you can to bring positivity, because in the end, it's just going to help everyone around you, and it's going to make the experience even more fun. In doing some research on mindset and trying to prepare for this podcast, some things that you can do to help enhance your mindset, you can consider like daily meditation. That's something that I implement into my classroom often. I use an app called Headspace on my phone, and it has so many different things that you can explore. Like, you can do basic meditations. You can listen to meditations about specific things. Like, a few weeks ago, we listened to one that was basically about like finding what is most important to you and focusing on that, because it's so easy for our minds to be going 1,000 different miles at once and to be thinking about a ton of different things at the same time and not being able to focus on what we are truly passionate about and what we want to focus on. But there's so many different ways that you can meditate and so many different apps that you can use, but that's something that my dancers really enjoy doing in class and I enjoy listening to at home. And you can listen for as long or as short of a time as you want. So it's a nice, easy way to nurture your mindset. Another way to focus on your mindset is decluttering your social media. If you are a dancer who compares yourself to other people easily and you're hard on yourself in that way, maybe don't go on Instagram and watch dances all the time. Maybe just focus on you. Social media, it's tough because we're always only going to see like the best part of a person or a dance or whatever it may be. Like, social media allows you to choose the way that you present something, but that's hard on people whenever they view it to realize like that may not be realistic. Like, even though, yes, that turn sequence was beautiful in that video, they probably failed 100 times before getting that one perfect video that we saw on social media. So if that's something that you struggle with, comparison or jealousy, declutter your social media. And maybe like one thing that I find on my social media a lot, especially on my Instagram, is positive quotes. And I think because maybe that's something that I search for, that is what the algorithm shows me. So you can kind of control what you're shown on social media. Think about what you need to see, what you need to hear, and let that be your focus. Another thing that you can do to help your mindset is say affirmations. Like I said before, we're our biggest critic. It is so easy for us to be like, I'm terrible at that, or I can't do that, or I don't like the way that I look. Instead, channel positivity. Tell yourself, I am an amazing turner. I can do hard things. I am beautifully and wonderfully made. Like, whenever you start telling yourself positive things, your brain will start to retain those affirmations and believe them, and you are going to become so much more confident and grounded in yourself and who you are. And that is the best thing that you can focus on. You can read books on personal development. That's something that I really enjoy doing. There is a ton of books out there written by professional dancers. Read them, learn from them, or read books about meditation, or read books about whatever it is you need to focus on. Like, I know as a studio owner, I read a lot of books about owning a business, or as a leader in the classroom, I read a lot of books about servant leadership or how to handle situations as a coach. Channel your reading and your book choices based on what you want to focus on. What are your goals? What mindset are you trying to achieve? And lastly, another thing that you could do is you can write in a journal, or you could start a blog, or you could even start a podcast like I have. Find an outlet to share what you're learning, or to even just record it for yourself. Like, it's okay to do things for the benefit of yourself. Like, you have one life and you have to choose to live it the way that you want, in a way that is going to do nothing but help you grow and to be confident in yourself and to love yourself for who you are. So I encourage you to find ways to keep your mindset positive, to maybe look into some of these different outlets that you could do: meditation, or decluttering your social media, affirmations, personal development reading, journaling, whatever it may be that's going to help you grow. Like, do it. Now's the time. We can continue to make excuses. I know I am terrible at this. We're so busy, and the lives that we live keep us so busy, but you have to take time for you, and you have to take time to focus on what you need and what mindset you want to bring to the classroom and into your life. So start thinking about what you want to do and what kind of energy you want to bring. And I encourage you to focus on you for a minute and to believe in yourself and to be your biggest cheerleader. So thanks for listening. I am going to do my best to not take as long to record my next episode. I have so much that I want to share and so much that I learn as a teacher and a studio owner every single day. It's something that we all do. We all are learning and growing, and we all have situations that come up that teach us something new about ourselves and about our jobs and about our dancers and our dance family. And I truly believe that we can learn from each other's experiences. So I hope what I have shared today has helped at least someone in some way, and reminded them that they matter and that we all need to work on building each other up and controlling our mindset. Your mindset matters. You can do hard things, and I believe in you. So until next time, thank you for listening and supporting. Focus on your mindset and bring as much positive energy to the classroom as you can.